Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
The Irish Management Institute is worried that senior Irish executives are falling behind their international rivals because they lack some of the leadership attributes needed to drive competitiveness. It also believes that those charged with change management are being increasingly overburdened and with all sorts of responsibilities nowadays, and is hosting a conference about leadership attributes this week in Sandyford. Shane O'Sullivan is the chief executive of the IMI and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Shane.
Morning, Joe.
You teach a lot about leadership. What is leadership?
Well, for me, it's really about motivating, inspiring people to get behind a common goal and to go after that at scale. That's my own personal belief. We all have different spins as to what it means for each one of us.
And it includes a lot of things. We were taught in university, it's planning, organising, managing and controlling. But there's also the intangible stuff, isn't there, with leadership? Stuff that you can't put your finger on or describe necessarily.
Absolutely. The self-awareness, the emotional intelligence, the support, the way you help to grow people, the softer skills for sure. I think there's been a lot of focus on those skills in recent years, and maybe a little, Joe, to the detriment of the harder skills like managing complex change and innovation. And we're starting to see a little bit of that, and there are some worrying signals. I think it's important to say, if you look at the skills that we need today to get the job done, they changed by about 30% over the last 10 years. And the research that I'm seeing says that they'll change by a further 60% over the coming 10 years. So by any view or any sense, that's a quantum change in the skills that are required.
Now, you think, or you're worried, that Irish managers, Irish senior managers, are falling behind their international rivals when it comes to the competitiveness race. Where are they falling behind, especially?
Well, I think on those harder skills, like the applied leadership that's required for information, for innovation and for transformation. And there's a few worrying signals, I must say. If we go back to 2023, May of 23, the OECD said that Ireland is falling behind in terms of digital skills and in terms of lifelong learning. And it mentioned areas like Scandinavia, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, as getting ahead of Ireland. Now, that's a worry, and especially if you look at that from an FDI perspective, those same jurisdictions, and we can add Germany to that, and they're really winning some fantastic mandates over recent years. That's the first signal. I think the second signal, more generally, is the Mario Draghi report from a year ago now, a wonderful report on European
competitiveness. Which called for serious de-red taping of the European Union and some innovation from the bloc as well.
That's exactly what it did. And, you know, just earlier this month, he said that Europe continues to make life hard for itself. And that's 1 year after the publication of his report.
That's because they've done nothing in that year.
Not a lot. I think in some areas like defence, there have been strides, but more generally, it's a typical European approach where everything is well thought through and time is taken to ponder it. But maybe now the time for action is here because, again, look, it's the talk of the town, AI. If you look at what's happening in the US, in China, again in Saudi, again in the UAE, they're taking a different approach. I'm not saying it's the right approach, but certainly they're moving quicker and they're being more innovative. And there's less of the guardrails.
They're throwing a wall of money at the issue as well. Now, AI is a very important point that you bring up there, because surely AI will make life slightly easier for senior managers in leadership roles. Because, for example, as some AI programs, including Copilot from Microsoft, let the manager go in virtual terms to meetings so they can have a kind of represented at meetings and then get a super synopsis afterwards, so he doesn't have to sit through an hour of drudgery potentially.
It's fantastic, and it's doing that for sure. So it's definitely helping with efficiency and effectiveness and with the resourcing challenges that all of us have. But it's not the be-all. It's not the end-all. Like, if you look, as we do from our perspective at IMI, we believe that there's kind of three capabilities that you really have got to get into your organisation right now. The first one is leading through uncertainty, and there's plenty of that about. So really, you need to get very good at horizon scanning, what's coming over the hills. And if A comes over, or B comes over, or C comes over that hill, what's my reaction? Scenario planning, critical thinking, problem solving, agility. That's the first one. The second one is really around reimagining high performance. And you mentioned it just a couple of minutes ago. You know, management is about doing things right. Leadership is about doing the right things. But more and more, we need resilience within ourselves and within our teams. And we get that through trial and error, through failure, through trying things. And we need really good teamwork. The thing about teamwork is it's really powerful, but it's actually pretty rare. And creativity, that's that second block. And the last one is seizing the digital advantage. And it's fascinating when you look at the list, but I'm going to rhyme off a few things for you now. But there's AI, there's RPA, robotic process automation, 5G, 3D, cloud computing, blockchain, quantum computing, virtual reality, tokenization. We're expected to know a little about all of these, and far too often we think, oh, that's for the tech people or that's for the chief technology officer, but it's not.
It's for a leadership, the boss as well.
It is a leadership challenge.
Yeah. It's our first chat since the IMO was bought by the Business Post Group. You've got a lot more people working out in Sandyford these days.
We do. It's fantastic. Yeah. So we're kind of part now of a business insights group. We've got the Business Post within the group. We've got iQuest. We have Red Sea. And we have the IMI. So it's a group of house of brands or business brands, all doing slightly different things, but
and
the commonality.
And you host some movie making as well, the odd time.
We do. Summertime is a time for movie making in the IMI. There's a lot of film production companies.
Cate Blanchett, Jamie Dornan, have you bumped
They've
into them?
They've all been yet? There. They've all been there, and we've all looked out the window and watched it all happen.
All right, Shane, thanks very much for coming in. That's Shane O'Sullivan, the Chief Executive of the IMI.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.